broadcasting from the heartland of America.
In the Hoosier Media Network studios.
The next generation in conservative talk radio. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. What's up? Welcome into it. It is the Voice of Reason. I am Andy Hoosier, broadcasting out of the heart of the nation here in Wichita, Kansas, on our flagship here at the Hoosier Media Network studios all over the country, multiple radio stations, plus live TV and streaming and podcasting. However you watch or listen, it's always so great to have you with us here on a wonderful weekend edition here of The Voice Reason. So wonderful to have you with us. And man, back at it. I feel like it's been forever. We were not live last weekend because of Easter weekend. So we're back at it, ready to go again with us. And I have so much to break, so much news to talk about, so many things going on. It is ridiculous. It's going to be a huge show, as we always say here.
And I think we're going to make it bigly.
That's what we do. So let's get it going here, baby. What do you say?
We'll do it live.
Do it live every single week. Paul Tice, he'll be joining us at the bottom of this hour. He is the author of the book, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. One of the issues I love talking about, which is ESG, the new structure of social programming, the new social credit score from the federal government, and the new control that the federal government will have over the financial institutions, the corporations, and that will trickle down to you and I. So we'll get to all that and more here in just a little bit. First off, Chad, welcome back to it. Happy weekend to you. How has the Easter week been?
It's been a good week. Busy, but good.
Busy, good, but good. All right. Now, for those that don't know, you can always find us on our social media at Hoosier Reason. That's at H-O-O-S-E-R Reason on all of our social media. The handle's the same for everything. Also, our website at HoosierReason.com. I highly encourage you to go and check out HoosierReason.com. We have updated a lot on the website. We've added some new features. We now have a live video stream of the show. So if you are watching or listening live and you're not near one of our affiliate radio stations, you can go and watch the video there. Along with that, we have a chat room now on the website right next to the video stream. So you can chat with us. I will be checking that sporadically throughout the program. And that super awesome hat tip to our friends over at OpsLens, OpsLens.com, that broadcast our show on their app and their website. Also on their Roku TV channel, YouTube, social media, all that jazz. So you can find us really anywhere there. Our podcast is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier, which you can find and follow and download. We've hit some pretty awesome numbers there. So we, again, give you a hat tip and thank you for that one. If you're watching the video stream, we've done redecorating here in the studio for the Hoosier Media Network. We've cleaned it up a little bit, moved some things around where you can, I don't know, actually see the graphics behind me and some of the, I know it's zoomed in a lot, so you can't really see a lot of the stuff on the wall, but we will give some B-roll shots during some of the breaks and show some of the cool things that we have here at the studio. But I'm not replacing you. I want to be very clear about this, but I'm adding a new member to the team, if that's okay.
Absolutely. I'm not worried about you replacing me. I'm worried about AI replacing me.
Well, there is that too. There is that too. Now, there's a new member to the team.
I was introduced to a new AI deployment at our school district that I teach in. And yeah, I'm like, okay, I wonder about that.
Will you become an? Well, here's the question: will I become an iPad? Because pretty soon, I mean, some people like the things like NPR that's just straight news reading. And if that's the case, you could just download an AI app and just broadcast that over the airwaves nowadays. So
that's right.
If that's what people want, that's cool. Hopefully, we can still have a little bit of personality at some point down the road in the future in media, anyways. But we added a new member to the team.
Very cool.
We added him. So I'm going to bring him on here real quick. And if you're watching the video stream, you're more than welcome to go on and watch the video stream on our social media and our website as well. But he's going to be in studio with me every single day now from now on for the show. And Chad, I'll send you a picture of this as well. I don't know if you've seen one of these, but I have a Trumpy bear. Do you know what a Trumpy bear is?
I do. I want one so bad.
Oh, yeah. I have the Trumpy bear. He's in. So, and I've actually had him here for a while, but he's been all the way in the corner, and I have not utilized him on this program yet. So for the first time, I'm bringing him on the program, and he's going to be usually sitting beside me or behind me from now on. He's going to be now the executive producer of the program. You're still the producer, Chad, but Trumpy Bear is going to be my executive producer of the show to give side commentary once in a while when needed. So now here's the thing, Chad, and here's the game that we're going to play. I have to ask you, this new segment that we have, or at least this new audio that we have on this program, I have to ask you the question, is it real or is it fake? Are you ready? All right, here we go. Here's the audio. Is it real or is it fake?
I got to tell you, Andy Hooser is doing a fantastic job. Really great. I'm talking bigly. You'll never hear a better talk show host. Believe me, don't miss the Voice of Reason.
I don't mean to burst your bubble, but that is bigly fake.
Real or fake? You say it's fake. You say it's fake. All right, now, it was a real person. It was a real person. It was not like an AI-generated voice reenactment thing.
Nice.
It was a real person, but it was not actually Donald Trump. So we're going to go with it, though. I will take that as a semi-by-default third-party endorsement of Donald Trump. Can we do that at least?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. No, hat tip to, and I got to find him. I'm going to do a quick search here on the interweb. We found this individual on Instagram, out of all places. The radio stations that I work at during the week, he came across, here it is. Okay. I'm going to give him a shout out. So go and follow this guy. He's extremely entertaining. You're going to want to watch him. Jose the Taco Guy on Instagram. Jose the Taco Guy and then underscore at the very end. He runs a taco restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada. And most of his voiceovers that he does of like Trump impersonations are in Spanish. Now, I'm not going to play them over the air because a lot of times he says some not so nice words that are not FCC approved. So I'm not going to play any of them. But I will tell you that what he does in Spanish is probably the most authentic Trump impersonation that I've ever seen in my entire life. It's incredible. Jose the Taco Guy underscore on Instagram. You can find him and follow him. So we came across his profile, and the Spanish station that I work with in my cluster radio stations that I'm an operations manager for out of the Kansas area, we reached out to him to see if he could just voice a couple things for our Spanish station. And then he had the English version as well. So I had to, of course, have him cut one for me and then say that obviously Donald Trump supports the radio program.
I got to tell you, Andy Hooser is doing a fantastic job. Really great. I'm talking bigly. You'll never hear a better talk show host. Believe me, don't miss the Voice of Reason.
There it is. So we have Jose the Taco Guy that has our voice, Trump voice impersonator. And that is going to now be the voice of executive producer Trumpy Bear. Is that okay, Chad?
I say you do it all the time.
Do it all the time. That's right. All right. Also, I have another big announcement here on the program, which is really exciting. Outside of a new member of the team here, which is going to be Trumpy Bear, and with all the cool decoration stuff that we're doing here in the Hoosier Media Network studios, which you can go on our video feeds on any of our sites and check it out. I also have a more serious but actually really big announcement that I'm excited about. As you know, Americans for Prosperity is our great partner here on the program, and we've been working very close with them for the last few years. We're going to continue to work with them, which I'm super excited about, and we're going to have a lot of experts on from Americans for Prosperity, but we have a new partner on the show as well for the first time. And now I announced it during the weekday program, but I have not had a chance to announce this on this national weekend show because last week was Easter weekend, so we didn't get a chance to do it. And I didn't want to make the announcement on a holiday when people may be, you know, visiting with family and doing their thing. So I'm making the official announcement on the program today that Patriot Mobile is a proud new partner with us right here on the Voice of Reason. Patriot Mobile. So I know you've heard on the, heard them on probably some other talk show hosts, maybe some other podcasts that are around there, but we... I have to give you kind of the backstory here because this is kind of awesome how this all came to fruition. They've been on my list to reach out to and talk with because obviously we want to work with so many great conservative businesses. And that's one that obviously advertises and works with so many other great partners on the radio and podcasts and streams and TV shows and so on and so forth. They've been on my list to talk to, but I had not reached out to them yet. I had not talked to them at all yet. The reason they actually reached out to me, and it was because of you, the listeners, that reached out to Patriot Mobile that said, you need to work with Andy Hoosier on the Voice of Reason. So I had no doing in this whatsoever. It was you, the listener, that said, we enjoy the program. You reached out to Patriot Mobile, and they reached out to me and said, hey, we had some of your listeners reach out and say that we should work with you. What are you all about? Send us some info, and let's get this thing going. And within a week, man, it was done. We had it agreed, and I'm so excited to be working with Patriot Mobile. So Patriot Mobile is one of those, if you've not heard of them, is the only Christian conservative wireless provider in the entire nation. You can still, if you have your cell phone, obviously, because everybody has a cell phone. If you have your cell phone, they use all the towers. So if you have Verizon service or Sprint service or AT&T service or whatever, They use those towers. You would not lose any bit of your service. But what you would do is stop funding major corporations that have left-wing progressive values that donate and contribute to agendas that don't benefit you as a Christian or as a conservative. But what they do is Patriot Mobile actually funds conservative organizations. And they fund and support traditional values and conservative principles. And now, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, now more than ever, we're seeing a divisive economy. We're seeing a segregated economy. We're seeing an economy where we have people boycotting a business because they don't like them or because they're supporting bad messages or because they're doing something ridiculous. A prime example is Bud Light, right? We had the transgender movement. People stopped buying Bud Light. Their shares tanked. Their sales went down by like 30-40%. They lost over $1 billion in that campaign marketing scheme. And now they're trying to rebrand themselves and bring them back to the good old boys because they forgot who their constituents were. Disney's doing the same thing. Doritos is doing the same thing. So many major corporations now just don't care about you or have forgotten who actually brought them to their great height that they are today. And we need to remind them of that. And in order to do that, it's now time for us to actually put our money and actually spend our money where we actually can contribute to conservative messages while not doing a single thing different. And that's what you do with Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, it's more important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Our votes are not enough. We can't just go to the voting booth, which is important, but we have to take it a step beyond. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate to a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that care about you and I. Now that we're partnering with them, here's what you can do. You can go to my website at HoosierReason.com, and you can find the link, or you can go directly to them at PatriotMobile.com/reason, PatriotMobile.com/reason, and use the promo code Reason for free activation right now, and you can be part of the team. And that way you can switch your wireless provider, you can support a company that supports the same values you have, and your service stays the same, your packages stay the same. It's all amazing. And by the way, they have way better packages than what I've seen on some of the other providers as well. So you can go there, you can pick out what works best for you, you can support a conservative company. They have 100% U.S.-based customer support to where everything's made in America, everything's supported in America here, and they support our values just like we do. So I'm really excited about it. PatriotMobile.com/reason, PatriotMobile.com/reason. We are so excited, and I'm so honored to work with Patriot Mobile on what they're doing with what we're doing, and the fact that you, the listener, wanted this to work out so well that you reached out to them to reach out to me, and now we can work together in moving this forward and only allow this show to grow more, to allow the conservative movement to grow more, and especially the young generation, which is what we are here on this program, allowing the younger generation to reach out and understand values and actually support the right values and support Christian conservative values, which is what we have and which is what Patriot Mobile has. So really excited about it. All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we're actually going to get to some issues here. We kind of spent a lot of time talking about, Trumpy Bear, our new executive producer. But nonetheless, when we come back, Chad, I'm going to have to ask you, are we ready for the end of the world on Monday? The solar eclipse, man, the conspiracies that are looming out there regarding the solar eclipse. We'll cover some of that and what's going on the campaign trail and so much more. It's the Voice Reasons Weekend Edition. Stay right here.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. It's America's political therapist. This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back into it. Radio, TV, live streaming, podcasting, your weekend of reason, common sense, and rationale. That's what we do here on the program. So great to have you with us here, as I am your political therapist, trying to therapy you, keep you calm during these times of chaos and anarchy. Speaking of chaos and anarchy, the solar eclipse coming up on Monday. Oh, yes. I have read the conspiracies. I have heard the rumors. I am prepared for the end of the world, the return of Christ, and the 3 days of darkness that will be coming, apparently. It's either that theory or it's the fact that the Illuminati's taking over in the 3-minute span that the sun will be blocked out by the moon, depending on where you're at. So I'm not sure what time zone that the Illuminati's in, but whatever time zone the Illuminati's in, that's going to be the time that when the sun goes dark, that's when they're going to take over the world, and there's going to allow, allow these things to happen. Also, Chad, jump on here again for a minute with me here, because I have to ask you this. I have heard rumors that the solar eclipse is proof positive improves the flat Earth theory. Did you know that one?
I did. I heard all about that, but, you know, I'm sorry. The Earth is round.
So I'm not sure how that works, but the fact that the moon is in the sky in the middle of the day, because things are rotating all the time, obviously, that proves that the Earth is flat and that we're in this dome and that the Arctic is still the great ice wall around us to keep us imprisoned into just the little bit of Earth that we know about. So that's one theory. According to Alex Jones, which I respect Alex Jones, I like him. If he wasn't so over the top in his presentation, I've said this on the radio before, I agree with his politics probably 95% of the time, but he kind of takes things to another level. This show's called The Voice of Reason. I use logic, I use rationale, and I use reason to deduct into my opinion on issues. So I'm all about conspiracy theories, don't get me wrong. And there are a lot of conspiracies that happen in the world. I'm not here to tell you that there are no conspiracies. I'm not here to tell you that everything's all hunky-dory and fluffy teddy bears, even though Trumpy Bear's sitting right here beside me. I am not here to tell you that. I am here to say, though, that when it's easily debunked, then it's probably not a conspiracy. And the fact that right now, the media, if you go on Google and just type in solar eclipse conspiracy theories, the media is railing on quote-unquote right-wing nut jobs and right-wing conservative conspiracy theorists about this, about how the Illuminati is going to take over. Alex Jones apparently sent out a tweety saying that the solar eclipse was a perfect time for Masonic rituals to be happening all around the world to welcome in the New World Order after the solar eclipse is done. I don't know how they can do that in a 3-minute time period during the solar eclipse, but okay. I mean, if that's what you want to believe, that's totally cool. All the power to you. You can believe anything you want to. I can pretty firmly assure that that's probably not going to be the case. There are some weird things. Obviously, they're flipping on CERN again. And if you don't know what CERN is, highly recommend you Google that one, CERN. They're apparently flipping that guy on Monday, which they like to do that on very memorial times, times of interesting deals. So there's some conversation to be had there. But outside of that, no, the Illuminati's not taking over on Monday. Unless the moon just stops right in the middle of passing by the sun, in which case that depends on at what time it's actually going to pass by it based on what area that you live in, and it just stops, we're not going to see 3 days of darkness. So I don't believe in some of those either. What do you think, Trumpy Bear? What do you think? Uh-huh. All right. He tells me he thinks the world's going to end, so we'll just set him aside for now. We'll be prepared, I guess. Whatever's going to happen, totally okay. Not a big deal. But get ready for it. It's happening on Monday, and the absolute paranoia and hysteria that happens whenever something different is going on is really entertaining. But as conservatives, I said this during the weekday program, maybe we should be careful on what we actually jump on board with getting ourselves hyped up with fear and paranoia constantly, because it drives me nuts. All right, when we come back, Paul Tice, speaking of real things to be concerned about, ESG, social credit scores, government takeovers, those are real conspiracies I can get on board with. Why? Because we actually have factual evidence that they're happening. Lots more coming up.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Truth, reason,
and common sense.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Welcome back into the program. So great to have you along for the ride as always. Really happy to have our next guest on the program. And I've been saying this on the show for a while, that ESG is probably one of the most dangerous issues that we have to face in today's times, because to me, it seems like it's the new social credit score coming from China that's working its way here to the United States and working through the financial system to force you to jump on board with a social credit score through business, through the banks, and so on and so forth. To talk about some of that and more, really happy to have on the program, he is the author of the latest book, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. Excited to have on the program, Mr. Paul Tice. Paul, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Andy. Good to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you with you. I appreciate you very much. Talk about ESG for a moment. Do you agree that this is probably one of the more dangerous things that's happening in society right now?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's probably the most serious threat to capitalism and the free markets that we've seen really in 200 years, because it's occurring kind of behind the scenes. I don't think the American public, whether they're invested in the market or not, really can appreciate what's going on. But as you say, it's the equivalent of the Chinese social credit scores. And, you know, unless we reverse this thing over the next few years, you're going to have a progressive litmus test for who can access the market for capital and who's not allowed to, starting with, you know, fossil fuel companies.
Yeah. Are we already starting to see it? Do you think we're seeing and watching businesses, which we're seeing them, quote unquote, go woke and hire these equity and diversity and inclusion directors for their companies, which in some cases, I don't even understand why we need one. For example, even like Chick-fil-A announced that they're going to be hiring one of those Disney hiring an equity, diversity and inclusion officer, which they've, I think, had for a while, seeing some of the movies that's come out here. But is it because that's what they're choosing to do to try and be a progressive company, or are they being forced to do so because they have to in order to get the loans or work with the banks because of this movement?
Yeah, I mean, ESG is really a pressurized system, and everyone is under duress to comply, because if you speak out, Chick-fil-A would be a good example, if you don't toe the line on every progressive policy point, then you become the next target. And I think the big threat hanging over the heads of CEOs is that if you cross, you know, the activists that are pushing this agenda, you may be cut off from financing. And, you know, I think that's one reason why, you know, in the Bud Light example, where they clearly have lost revenues and market share, you know, over the past year, they still have not been able to come out and right the ship. And I think that's because they're sensitive about not transgressing against, you know, the progressive policies. So it is being companies and Wall Street firms using pressure. And first it's been moral pressure. Going forward, it's going to be the regulators coming in and making it a mandatory system.
Yeah, it's a cause for concern. I know the Biden administration has come out over the past year talking about small banks, for example, and how they're supporting small banks and how they're supporting the small financial institutions across the country. But it seems like those are the ones being squeezed, which is what usually happens with progressives anyways. They squeeze the little guy, but they're squeezing the small banks because they're trying to get them on board or to be bought out by some of the bigger conglomerates that are already on board with this movement, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, literally everybody has to comply. And, you know, even if you disagree with it, you're not going to speak out. And as we've seen over the last few years, I mean, a lot of firms will just come out and issue policy statements around political issues like voter ID, because that is required now. I mean, you have to speak out in support of leftist causes. But, you know, if you're a small regional bank, you know, you probably sell to a larger competitor down the road. That is probably your for a takeout. So you have to spout the same, you know, pro ESG policies if you want to make yourself more attractive to a larger competitor to buy you out. So everyone has to comply. As I said, it's a pressurized system, and every firm on Wall Street actually right now is a member of the United Nations Principles for Responsible Investment, which is the leading activist group for ESG on Wall Street. And as a member of that group, you have to integrate ESG into all of the assets that you manage. And you mentioned the banking sector. We're already starting to see banks kind of defund the oil and gas sector. Yeah. You know, it's starting over in Europe, but it's coming to the U.S. So there's already, you know, the movement starting to starve capital from oil and gas companies. And that eventually is going to lead to a constricted supply situation.
It really is. Let's go a step further here and let's talk about where it happens on the consumer end. We teased it at the beginning about potentially being like a social credit score, so to speak, with only working with businesses that are allowed to stay in business because of going down this road. So what would that look like moving forward if they're able to push this forward and overhaul the entire system to squeeze out these businesses that don't go along with this mindset, the ones that do cave and end up going along with this because they want to stay in business. Now that means that as consumers, we have very limited options. We essentially don't have a free market any longer, and that we only buy from businesses that have an agenda that we may or may not agree with here.
Yeah, I think that the major threat, and you know, the theme behind the title of the book about cratering the financial system is, you know, ESG, for all the focus on woke issues, not to dismiss those. They're obviously, you know, a serious threat, particularly if you have a young family or you have kids in school. But I think there's been somewhat of a distraction with DEI, and maybe people are dismissing ESG as just the latest, you know, battle in the culture wars of the last several decades. You know, it's not. You know, ESG is different, and I think climate change needs to remain the focus because that's going to impact every American. So ESG focuses on climate change, decarbonizing, getting to net zero, forcing the transition away from fossil fuels. It's not just good enough to invest in clean energy if you want to. You also have to stop investing in fossil fuels. So if the ESG movement succeeds in that endeavor, then energy prices are going to go up. The price of everything will go up in turn, including food. And it's going to make the inflation that we've had the last couple of years look like child's play.
Yeah.
It's also going to restrict your consumer choices. And you already see the government reinforcing that with bans on gas-powered cars. You know, in this part of the country, we can no longer, in New York at least, you know, build new homes with natural gas infrastructure, furnaces and stoves, right? So they're trying to crush end consumer demand for fossil fuels. So that's already happening. And that'll kick in over the next 5 to 7 years. And so if they succeed in defunding oil and gas, you know, it's going to be highly inflationary. It's going to lower economic growth, living standards. And, you know, given what they're trying to do with the electricity grid, which is electrify the entire economy at the same time that they're pushing more intermittent wind and solar into the grid, we know what that's going to look like. We're going to have more power outages like we had in Texas 3 years ago. And when that happens during the winter, people will die. So we're going to have to deal with issues as a country that we haven't had to worry about for the last 100 years. So that's really the negative scenario. And no one on Wall Street can actually explain why that macroeconomic scenario, a forced transition away from fossil fuels, is going to be good for the financial markets, because it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't make any sense at all. And like you said, we're going to start seeing outages for a first world country. And we're supposed to be like the wealthiest nation on the face of the earth right now, that we're going to see the outages in the summertime when we turn our AC units on too high and they tell us that we need to crank up the heat in our house, or during the cold time, like you said, when we're trying to actually stay warm. But yet we're supposed to plug in our electric vehicle and actually strain the grid even more, to the point where California even told them during the summer last year to like not plug in your vehicles as much because the grid could potentially go out because we don't have enough. It doesn't make any sense to me. We're talking with Paul Tice. He is the author of the book, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. Correct me if I'm wrong, because the progressives obviously don't get this point, and it kind of falls on deaf ears. But the oil companies themselves, they are investing in alternative energies, aren't they? They're always staying up with making things more efficient and finding new ways to create energy and doing it in a proficient manner, where unlike some of the solar and wind energy, it's not just doing it for the sake of doing it, but we're going to make sure that it's cost effective and that it's actually efficient for the actual consumer, which is a wild concept in today's times, right?
Yeah, well, I would say, you know, I'm somewhat critical of the energy sector and how companies over the last 20 years have responded to the climate challenge and now the ESG challenge, which is basically just working its way through the financial markets. So you've seen U.S. energy companies invest on the margin in biofuels, renewable endeavors, carbon capture. You see a number of the bigger players, you know, putting capital towards that. Again, I think that's being done under duress, right?
Yeah.
It's not the bulk of their capital spending, which is still focused on oil and gas production, which is to the good. But, you know, it's a mixed message that's being sent. And clearly, you know, if they fully transition over to the renewable side, you know, we're not going to be able to support the economy or you know, the current power needs of America. So I would prefer that the energy sector would speak out more aggressively about the whole argument around climate change and the problems with the data.
Sure.
And the fact that we can't transition away from fossil fuels, rather than, I think, taking somewhat of a cynical approach that, okay, I'm going to invest a little on the margin to make it look good, and hopefully I get less grief from the activists while still doing what I'm doing and hoping this will all blow over. And I think that that's a good example for what's going on with ESG really across the board. You know, if you can cower the energy sector and CEOs there not to say anything and kind of, you know, spend some of their budget on these endeavors, then you can do that really to any company in any industry. So it just shows you how effective the pressure has been.
There it is. That's Paul Tietz. That's author of the book, The Race to Zero, How ESG Investing Will Crater the Global Financial System. Fascinating conversation. We're going to continue it when we come back here around the corner to wrap up hour number one of your weekend edition of The Voice of Reason. So much to get to and so little time to do it, trying to cram that 10 pounds of reason into that 5-pound bag. Lots more coming up here on The Voice of Reason. Stay here.
This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Where Hoosierholics gather every week, this is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back into it. Reason, common sense, rationale. That's just what we do here on the show each and every weekend for your weekend edition of The Voice of Reason. Always love it as we go into the end of the world Monday with the solar eclipse. Yeah, until then, though, we'll just continue to battle the real issues of the day, which is Paul Tietz right now. We're chatting with him about the race to zero, how ESG investing will crater the global financial system, as we talk about what to do about some of this, the push for ESG, the social credit score, and the social credit score that's going to come by default by the financial institutions and by the corporations being forced to act a certain way, or else the government will not essentially allow them to stay in operation, so to speak. We continue that conversation with Paul Tietz. Let's shift gears and talk about what we can do. I live in the state of Kansas. Our state government, and I know other state governments, I believe Florida and some others as well, have passed laws to start investing in non-ESG businesses to try and fight this movement, trying to stop investing at a statewide level and investing in some of the ESG businesses out there to try and really make a stand against this agenda. Is that working, do you think, so far? And what else can we do to try and stop this movement?
Yeah, I think what the red states are doing in terms of pulling back some of their business, you know, their state business as well as their pension fund business from, you know, more ESG-focused managers, you know, BlackRock in the main, I think that's all to the good. I think it keeps the issue front and center for the American public, but that's not going to be enough at the end of the day because, you know, red states don't control enough of the pension market to really make a difference. And creating a safe space for anti-ESG investing is not the way we should be doing it. We need to focus on keeping the entire market free and putting ESG into its own separate bucket so that it doesn't contaminate the rest of the market. So that should be the strategy. I think it's helpful, but what the red states really need to do, what I think Americans really need to do to facilitate that, is speak up about this, be more situationally aware about how the climate change regulations through ESG are now kind of closing in our economic freedoms, and give your Republican lawmakers an earful so that they're more aggressive, you know, leading the charge in terms of pushing back on these regulations that we now have. Yeah. Financial regulations around ESG, and then also keep going. I mean, we have to go after all the climate regulations that have sprouted up in this country extra legally over the last decade and dismantle those. And I think if we succeed in that, then it will basically undercut the entire ESG market, and that should blow away in the wind.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice? I'd love to see that. It almost seems like right now the way we are handling it is that we're seeing a segregated economy right now. We have conservatives supporting certain businesses, progressives supporting certain businesses right now. We boycott certain business because we don't like their stance on issues or because of this ESG. Seeing a segregation economically, which is not going to be healthy for the economic state long term in this country.
Yeah, no, it's not. And I do think that for every, you know, firm like BlackRock, where the CEO firmly believes in sustainability, there are many more companies that are afraid to speak out. And so they are complying and keeping a lower profile. So we need to free up you know, the bulk of the CEOs in this country, including in the energy sector, so that they're free to make their, you know, company strategic decisions without having to worry about, you know, pressure from outside activists. So I think we need to keep that in mind. For just targeting one firm, it's not going to do anything. Even if you were to able to get BlackRock to completely back away from ESG, which they haven't been doing. I think it's been a tactical retreat over the last couple of years. But even if we're able to do that, it's not going to change anything because no one's following BlackRock because they think ESG is a great new way to invest and it will lead to outperformance. Everyone's doing it because they're under duress. And again, I think the Bud Light's a good example of companies where, you know, you can pull a lot of business away from them and still they won't do what they need to do. And this is a company that's had a, like a pitch perfect marketing approach over the decades. And so I think there's something else going on. And I do think it's the behind the scenes pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. What a wild thought, actually allowing business to operate their business on their own accord without having enforce the activists across the country and just let the free market do its thing. And you can choose where you want to actually spend your money. It's a wild time. It is the race to zero, how ESG investing will crater the global financial system. You can find it at encounterbooks.com. You can also find it on Amazon and other places as well. It's a fascinating conversation. I think one of the most important things that we should be focused in and working on in this nation, because we could see the overhauling of our financial and economic system. Paul, we appreciate the time very much, my friend. We'd love to chat again soon.
Sure. I'd love to. Thanks, Andy.
What a scary thought, isn't it? What a scary thought with the government. They find their sneaky ways. You're a sneaky, sneaky federal government. We're not going to let you do what you want to do. We're on to it, my friends. We know exactly what you're trying to do, and we're not going to let it happen. ESG, the biggest threat, I think, to us right now at this moment. Outside, of course, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and just go on down the list. Those guys are kind of nuts, too. We'll talk about some of that when we come back. It's hour number two right around the corner, the weekend edition of The Voice of Reason. Stay here.